Harmony of Law and Gospel. To those who urge that the preaching of the gospel answers all the ends of the law, Wesley replied, "It does not answer the very first end of the law, namely, the convincing men of sin, the awakening those who are still asleep on the brink of hell. It is absurd, therefore, to offer a physician to them that are whole, or that at least imagine themselves so to be. You are first to convince them that they are sick, otherwise they will not thank you for your labor. It is equally absurd to offer Christ to them whose heart is whole having never been broken." While preaching the gospel of the grace of God, Wesley, like his master, sought to magnify the law, and make it honorable. Glorious were the results he was permitted to behold. At the close of above half a century spent in ministry, his adherents numbered more than 500,000. But the multitude that through his labors had been lifted from the degradation of sin to a higher and purer life will never be known till the whole family of the redeemed gather in the kingdom of God. His life presents a lesson of priceless worth to every Christian. Would that the faith, untiring zeal, self-sacrifice, and devotion of this servant of Christ might be reflected in the churches of today.